Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is nowhere you can go on this planet and get away from the Holy Ghost. And you should not want to. You should not try. I mean, Jonah fled into the sea. God was there in the boat. And he got thrown in the sea there, and God was there with him in the whale's belly, or the great fish, I should say, belly. And it was a bad place. Can you imagine being inside the digestive system? You think fish smell bad in the market? How about being inside the fish? Jonah said, I am in the belly of hell. That's what he said. He felt like he was in hell. And it is a type of Jesus going to the heart of the earth. But even there, now that's a bad place, right? Even there, he called on God and God heard his prayer and that fish came and spewed him out on the beach, and he was very much in mind of preaching now. He had gotten ready. He didn't have his sermon before, but now he was ready to go. Isn't it sad to be so hard-headed? Isn't it? So hard-headed. And yet so many are running from God, running from the call on their life, running from the presence of the Lord. Now see, that's hand in hand, because the more in the presence of God you get, the more aware you are of his plan for your life and whether you're doing it or whether you're not. And so that's why people who are running from God don't want to come to church. And they don't want to be in good, strong services. And they don't want to be in good prayer meetings. And they don't want to get in the Bible. Why? Because it becomes more intense. They're more aware of where they are with God and the plan of God that has not changed. I mean, he said something to them when they were 12 years old, and they'd been running from it for 20 years, but he's never changed. He'll still say the same thing he told you when you were 12. But if you're foolish, you'll run and run and run and mess up your life and hurt yourself and other people and just be miserable. Do your best to have fun, but can't. You cannot get away from me. You can go to the farthest corner of the earth and hide behind a rock and a bush, and God will say, hey, what are you doing? You can't get away from God, even if you go to hell. Did you hear me? He's everywhere. But obviously, the environment of hell is far different than the environment or conditions in heaven. Right? Yeah. And there are places on this planet that are not as nice as in here tonight. Right? Sure. I think sometimes we don't, you know, may not realize how blessed we are. Today is Armistice Day. And, you know, in celebrating the veterans and giving thanks, our country, our guys that are fighting right now, sometimes people, they try to confuse all the issues. But these guys, people say, well, so-and-so lost their life, you know, last week. And is it worth it? Well, who are they fighting? These guys that are exploding these bombs, they're terrorists. They're the guys that attacked us over here. I mean, it's amazing why people don't see the simplicity of it. These are not people trying to defend their homeland from us. These are terrorists that crossing the borders. Yes, they're fighting the same people that attacked us on 9/11. Right? And they're fighting because what's these people's big issue? They hate us. They hate our religion. Did you hear me? This is not just about only maintaining our sovereignty and our freedom as a nation, but the freedom of the church. And it's a bigger issue than this. It's a battle of who is able to control the environment. Oh, can you see the spiritual environment. So man, when you see it truthfully, these young men and young women and everybody that has paid prices in previous conflicts, it affects the spiritual plan of God. It affects eternity. They ought to be honored. Did you hear me? Because the demons that control the people in the dark places of the earth, they want to control us. They hate us. Not just one, the reason the people hate us is because the spirits hate us. And they're yielding to these wrong spirits. And these wrong spirits cannot operate freely here like they can there. Because not everywhere in this country, but a lot of places in this country, the Spirit of God can manifest. Oh, glory to God. And whether all our men and women in uniform know that, that's what they're fighting for. Maintaining our freedom, protecting us from our enemies, is allowing this environment where the Spirit of God can move to remain intact and to actually increase and advance. Actually, there's been invasion into places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and even Iran and other places. There are believers. There are underground churches. There are places where the word's getting in, because a lot of people have seen what they believed failed. It did not work. And so the Spirit of God is endeavoring to move where He can. And He's hovering over these dark, dark places. And enough people will rise up and provide Him the environment to move. No amount of darkness can keep Him out. Can you say amen? We've got our spiritual part to do. And our troops on the ground are doing the natural part that has to be done too. Don't you thank God for them? Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for natural troops and spiritual troops. And for the advancement of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the area of dominion where the king has sway and influence and control. So important. The environment either allows the Spirit of God to move freely or hinders the Spirit of God. Y'all believing with me now, right? Yes. Say it again, environment.
Environment.
The environment is affected by our words and by our thoughts. The environment in here, right now, there's a natural environment, but there's also a spiritual environment. And what spirit or spirits are able to manifest and influence our thoughts and our feelings and our lives are based on what environment we provide determines what spirit can manifest. We want an environment that demons cannot operate in. That wrong spirits just can't get a word out. They can't get anything done here. Which is also the environment where the Spirit of God can speak freely and move freely and manifest Himself freely.
Amen.
Well, it may seem like we started on this a couple of weeks ago, but really we've started on it long before.
Yeah.
Because the environment the Spirit of God can move in is the environment of honoring Him. Showing respect for Him. We talked about that for weeks. And it's the environment of faith. We've talked about that for weeks, right? And the environment of being led by the Spirit. We've talked about that for weeks. All this builds toward this.
Hallelujah.
Say it out loud. Environment.
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 Now go with me, if you would, to 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter. 1 Samuel. Chapter 10. Let me endeavor to expound just a little bit more. You do understand there are some places in the world right now where it is against the law to profess and teach or preach Christ publicly. there are places where I could get up on the street corner and start doing what I'm doing now and could possibly be dead before the week's out or the day's out, or thrown in jail for a long, long time. Well, in those same places, the Spirit of God is not in manifestation to a very much degree. Is He there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, He's there. But stepping off the plane, you wouldn't necessarily sense Him. You might sense something else. You would sense fear and oppression and darkness. Why? Because other spirits are in manifestation. Why? Because people, now see, they can't do this. The devil is not all he cracked himself up to be. He can't just move into a place and take over. Oh, he'd love for you to believe that, but he can't. He has to get people that will yield to him and provide him the environment where he can manifest himself. It is an environment of hate, an environment of fear, an environment of strife and pride, the things that are the nature of the devil. The more of that you have, then the more he's able to manifest himself. More of it comes out. And you live in that kind of environment. But glory to God, because of the freedoms the Lord has given us and the protection that He's given us, man, we can stand up and preach anything that the Lord puts on our heart and raise our hands and pray loud and... Right? In so many places in the world, this would be a government-owned facility. You couldn't even own your own place. We'd have to get a permit to even come meet. They'd tell us how many could come and how long you could go. This is our place. Paid for. With money God brought in. We'd do anything He tells us to do. Isn't it wonderful? You see why the devil hates this country. He hates these freedoms. Why? Because it makes it hard for him to move.
Amen.
The devil and his, you know, cohorts are not prevalent in this place.
Hallelujah.
It's like they're behind a plate glass looking in. They want to say something. They want to do something, but tough.
Right.
We give God all the glory. We give the devil... No, if he's able to pull off something, we won't even tell it. So the environment is not right for him to manifest to the degree he wants to. And by the same token, the better the environment is for the Holy Spirit, the more he'll manifest himself in our midst. And this is something we can work on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me life.